The makers of Postum, the favorite mealtime drink in 3 million American homes, present your favorite radio friend, Lum and Abner. Did you ever run across a woman you hadn't seen for a couple of years, and after you'd spent a few hours with her and left her, did you ever have reason to say to yourself,
I never saw such a change in a woman. Why, she used to be so cheerful and happy-go-lucky, and now she flares up over the least thing.
Well, you can be sure there's a reason for that irritability and jumpiness, and perhaps that reason is coffee. For though it's true that many people can drink coffee without becoming nervous and jittery, it's also true that many others cannot. If you suspect that coffee may be setting your nerves on edge, try switching to Postum. Postum contains no caffeine or any other stimulant that could make you nervous and jittery. It's a combination of whole wheat and bran, delicately sweetened and roasted to a tempting golden brown. A warm, satisfying drink with a rich, delicious flavor and tantalizing aroma. What's more, Postum is both easy to make and economical, costing only 1/2 cent a cup. So get Postum from your grocer tomorrow, and if coffee upsets your nerves, drink Postum with your meals instead and see if you don't feel less jumpy. Feel more relaxed. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Lum and Abner are sorely in need of funds with which to replenish the reduced stock of merchandise in their Jot'em Down store. Sales have fallen off to such an extent the old fellas are finding it difficult to continue operating the business. As we look in on a little community today, Lum is out trying to collect some of their outstanding accounts, and we find Dick Huddleston over at the store talking with Abner. Listen.
Well, I don't think that, Abner. My business has been pretty good here lately.
I know these ours ain't. We ain't been doing enough to pay us to sweep out hardly. Of course, we're out of so much stuff that we're losing a lot of business that way. I know that.
Yes, you are, Abner. I've had a lot of people mention that. You're going to lose all the trade you've got here, too, if you don't start keeping this stock up.
Well, we can't, Dick. We've been so broke, we ain't had the money to buy nothing with. Wholesale houses is all on a cash base now. Every time we get a little money ahead, Lum wants to invest it in some other kind of business, and well, the store just has to suffer for it.
Yeah, well, there's your trouble right there. Just like that moving picture business you got into. I tried to tell you at the time that that wouldn't work.
I know it, I know it.
You know, if you fellas would put your money back into the store here, why, you'd soon have this place back to where it was, where you could make some money out of it.
Yeah, well, that's what we're aiming to do now. Every time we get a little money ahead, just take it and buy more merchandise. Wait a minute, here comes Lum. He's been out collecting, trying to get in all we can.
Well, now, there's another thing, Abner. If I was you fellas, I'd cut out this credit business, too.
Well, we've tried to go on a cash base. Just looks like there's so many people around here just ain't got their cash money to do with. We'll get right back into it before we know it.
Yeah, I know. It's pretty hard to turn them down sometimes. Well, howdy, Lum.
Yeah, howdy. Oh, howdy, Dick. Couldn't see who you were. Poor the sun blinded, I reckon.
Did you have any luck, Lum?
Yeah, a little. Collected $18 off of Grandpa Masters.
Well?
His government check come in.
Uh-huh. How about old man Rawlings?
No, I got a promise out of him, though. He's looking for some money from his boy in Memphis and said he'd pay it quick as it come.
Yeah, he's been looking for that check for years.
I just tell Abner here, Lum, I think you fellas are making a big mistake on this credit business here.
Well, you ain't telling me a thing that I don't already know, Dick. And the more I get out here and traipse all over this country trying to collect it, the better I know it, too. Bet I walk 15 miles a day.
Yeah, and there's a lot of it we never will get.
Well, now there's the trouble with it right there. And some of them don't even try to pay it.
Well, what are you going to do, Dick? They come in here and crying around that they ain't got nothing to eat on the place and children's hungry?
Yeah, sure.
Folks you've growed up with, you just can't turn them down.
Well, you've just got to make a rule. Cash, Lum.
Well, we've got rules. We've been on a cash base here for years. There's a sign right there. It's hung there for 5 or 6 years. strictly cash, no credit. This means you. And there's another one back there on the back wall under them horse collars. Strictly cash.
Well, I'll be dead blame. I'd plumb forgot about them things being there. Just hung there so long, I don't never pay no attention to them no more.
No, and nobody else does neither. Says this means you, though.
Yeah, well, now, that part there might get them mixed up, Lum. It ought to say this means me.
You?
No, me. That you in there makes it sound like it's somebody else when you're reading it.
Well, that's the way you always see them wrote, though.
Oh, yeah, that's all right, that part. The whole trouble is that you just don't stick to it. It's up to you fellas now. They'll buy stuff on credit as long as you'll sell it that way.
Yeah, I think they'll all pay it eventually. Our trouble is we're needing the money right now. Around crop gathering time, we'll have plenty of money. They ain't none of them trying to be unhonest or beat us out of it. They all told me they'll pay it if they had it.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I know one thing. I've been a whole lot better than all since I've been on a cash basis down there.
Well, that's just it. There's just two stores in town this way. One of us has got to let stuff out on a credit to take care of them folks that ain't got the cash.
Well, here, I better be getting on over and tend to my own business instead of over here trying to tell you fellas how to run yours.
No, we appreciate it, Dick, and you're just right about it. Only thing, we just don't seem to be able to do it.
Oh, well, I think everything worked out all right, Lum.
Oh, yeah. We've been in worse shape than this, I reckon.
Yeah.
Folks have got to eat, and as long as they do, we're bound to get some of the business.
Yeah, if we've got anything in here to sell them.
Yeah, you ought to keep stocked up here a lot better. There's a lot of your customers trading over at my store now just because they can't get what they want over here.
Yeah, I know.
Well, I'll see you fellas later. Come over and loaf with me.
Yeah, we will, Dick, and you come back.
Yeah, so long, Dick.
Oh, me. Granny's, I'm tired. War to a frazzle. War to a frazzle. Here, let me slip these shoes off. Feet is killing me.
$18, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Doggers, let's call a wholesale house right now, Lum, and just buy what we can with it.
Yeah, we're needing so much stuff, it ain't going to go very far.
No.
Wish there was some way we could invest that $18 and make about 4 or 5 times that much with it right quick.
Now, don't start that now, Lum. We ain't going into no other kind of business.
I know what. I just said I wish there was. I never said go into nothing.
Oh.
Just reading the other day about all these people that bought them sweepstake tickets. That couldn't have been us, could it?
No, I don't think so. I ain't had no tickets to nothing that I know of.
I mean, I wished it could have been us.
Why?
Well, they just win about $150,000 piece is all.
For the land sakes. Well, how much is them tickets?
$4 or $5 is all, I think.
And they get back $150,000 on them?
According to the paper.
Well, that sounds like a good deal to me, Lum. Yeah, now, I'll go in on that. Yeah, yes, sir.
Well, everybody that buys one don't get that. There's thousands and thousands of people that don't win nothing.
Oh, well, right there is where the catch to that is, Lum. Yeah.
Sure, I know it. It's just out and out gambling. Sort of like rifling off something.
Yeah, well, I just don't want no part of it then. No. Just about lose our $18 is what we do, and then we'd wind up with nothing.
Well, I never meant for us to buy none. I wouldn't think of such a thing. Besides, I asked Mose Moots, and he says it's done over now anyway.
Tis, huh?
Yeah, what I meant, we might be able to find something that's a sure thing that don't cost much to go into.
Yeah, well, it ain't no business nowadays that don't cost much to go into. Let's go ahead and order that stuff now before we spend that money on something else, Lum. Oh, me, of all the things we're needing out here. Needing flour and a sack of sugar and lard. We're out of baking soda, too, and potatoes, brooms, and tobacco.
Well, that $18 ain't going to buy all that stuff. I can tell you that right now.
Well, no, I know, but we can get some of the main things we're needing. It's just got to where it's just downright embarrassing whenever somebody comes in and calls for something.
Yeah, I know.
Like a while ago, Jim Williams and his wife was in here wanting a long list of
wife?
Stuff.
Jim? Whistling Jim?
Yeah, they was in here about...
I never even knowed he was married.
Well, he weren't till this morning. Went into the county seat and met her to train and married her. They've been writing to one another.
Yeah, never even knowed about it.
And appears to be a right nice sort of a woman, too. But she ought to be. He give $25 for her.
Give $25 for her?
Yeah, that's what he claims. Ordered her from a matrimonial bureau.
Oh.
And that's what they charged him to locate her.
Well, Granny, I wish we'd have known he's looking for a wife. I'd have scared him up one for a heap less than that. $25.
And I believe she might be worth it, too. She looks stout enough to do field work.
She did, huh?
Yeah, claims to be an uncommonly good cook and appears to thank the world and all of Jim.
Oh, yeah.
Well, facts is, she said she chose him out of 28 pictures that were sent to her, pre-posing to her.
28 others, huh?
Yeah, that's what she said.
Granny, I'd hate to saw the rest of them if she picked out old Whistling Jim.
Yeah.
28 of them, huh?
Yeah.
At $25 a head. Granny, that outfit must be making some money. 28 times 25 is 20. Must be awful lot.
Yeah, well, Jim said he got a whole bunch of pictures of women folks too looking for husbands. They got to pay $25 too. That's $50 a couple they get when they match them up.
For the land's sake, and don't have to do no work at all. Now there is a business, you know. Just sit there and get them started writing to one another, and they do the rest. And they get $50 for starting, huh?
Yeah. Might not all clear profit, I reckon.
Why, sure it is. And they ain't got nothing to invest, neither. Wouldn't take no money to start a bit. Granny, wait a minute. Wait a minute. That's it, Evan. That's it right there.
Huh?
We're going to open up a matrimonial bureau.
Oh, now, Lum, we can't do that.
Yes,
now.
We can. Of course we can. We'll take this $18 and put some advertisements in these newspapers around over the country and start our own matrimonial bureau right here in Pine Ridge. Well, good for old Whistling Jim. Granny, he give us the best idea we've ever had.
And again, a new and more glamorous enterprise forces the Jot 'em Down store into the background. In many homes, perhaps even right in your own home, the word milk is often a call to arms. Sister says...
But I don't want it, Mother. I don't like milk anymore.
And Mother, knowing every growing child should drink a quart of milk each day, says...
Never mind whether you like it or not. Just you drink every drop of it, and no more nonsense.
Well, sometimes Sister wins, and sometimes you win. But here's a way you can both win, by serving hot postum made with milk. Postum has such a fragrant, appetizing aroma, such a delicious flavor and grown-up-looking color that even the youngster who doesn't like plain milk will drink Postum willingly and eagerly. What's more, you can let the children drink as much Postum as they want because it does not contain caffeine, does not contain any stimulant that could possibly cause sleeplessness, nervousness, or indigestion. Neither is Postum a rich, sweet drink that might spoil your child's appetite for other foods. It's simply whole wheat and bran, roasted to a delectable brown and slightly sweetened. And when made with milk, it's one of the most nourishing drinks a child can have. Start tomorrow to give your children the milk they need in a form they'll enjoy. Hot Postum made with milk. Return on Wednesday, same time, same station. This is Lou Crosby speaking for the boys and the makers of Postum. Good evening. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.